If you look at the start of the season, I think we had the squad to challenge. I think we had definitely had that belief at the start of the season within the boys, and to get the injuries that we have been absolutely cruel. That's the only word I can use. They are massively cruel injuries, and they've come at important times, and you don't expect to lose someone, whoever it is, on the first game of the season, and then maybe three or four games later with Yak. And they say Rico's been another mainstay in our side in the last few years and a massive player for us, and they're the players you need to hang around. And unfortunately for him, he's picked up a couple of nasty knocks, and he's missed a few games, and obviously Kieran as well, and they're big players for us, so it's going to be a struggle for us to replace, especially them two in midfield, through the season. And hopefully once we get everyone back, we'll start putting a few runs of games together, because it's going to be a tough season, and it's one of those where it's going to be up and down. You're going to win two or three in a row, and then you might lose two or three in a row. It's just the way it is. We've got a lot of young lads that need to learn and take things on board, and that's what they're here for. They're trying to help, do their best and help us out, and we're going to try to do the same for them. But it's part and parcel of football, and it's just really sad that the injuries have happened. But like I say, there's nothing to say right now that if we don't string 4, 5, 6 results together, we're right back up there, because this league's so tight. But it's going to be a tough season. It's going to take a big effort to try and do something this year.
Do you have some sympathy, Scott, for the other players that are out injured for long periods? Yakubu, Murta, you're obviously going through it yourself. You must have a bit of sympathy for them as well.
Oh, of course. It's horrible. I've never missed more than 6 weeks in a single season a single injury. But I'm at that stage now where I'm mentally prepared. I know that I'm not anywhere going to play soon, so I know that it's a little bit easier for me. And obviously the Yak being at this kind of same stage, it helps as well, because we can get each other through. Like if one of us is a week ahead of somebody else or each other, and vice versa, we can pull each other through. And if we can get back maybe a few weeks before the deadline that we've got, then great. But it does help him being around me, and obviously me being around him. But obviously we'd rather it not be that way. But injuries are part and parcel of football. They're a horrible thing, but that's the risk you take. And they say I've been lucky. I'm 29 now, just, and it's the first major injury I've had, so I can't really complain that I've been unlucky with injuries. It's just unfortunate that it's happened when it did.
What about Gary and Steve, Scott, as a management team? You must have a bit of sympathy for them. Obviously, they lost you, and then it just seems to have escalated from there, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think not just only at this club. I think there was a massive peak between the start of the season and maybe mid-September, end of September, because in the whole of football, because you had a couple of Liverpool that happened in a week. Tim Cole happened just before that. It just seemed like it just went mad. Every injury was a cruciate. It was just crazy. I've not known anything like it. But like you say, the Gaffer and Tomo have had their work cut out for sure this year, and they're definitely doing their best. And it's not easy keep having to bring young lads in alone or try and sign someone on a free or anything like that to try and replace the boys that have dropped out. But they've got history of doing that before, and the boys are fully backing every player they've brought in, and hopefully they've always brought in the right type of player for this football club to buy into what the boys are like and what the Gaffer and that try and do, and that's the main thing. Yeah,
there's a few players out on the pitch tonight, Scott, who've obviously come in on loan playing for the Cards here this evening. Let's just talk about two that have gone out on loan. Jez Sol's obviously gone out, Godfrey Poku's gone out. Do you think they'll come back from their loan periods stronger players and better players and maybe more ready to go into the first team?
Oh, of course they will. That's the whole idea of going out on loan. Even if with the boys here, the young lads have obviously come here to get experience. And Jez, I know Jez especially, is going out to get some match fitness and some sharpness. So as a striker, that's what you miss, because you may only get one chance in a game. And if you have not got that bit of sharpness from playing in games and being used to it in there, then you're going to find it a lot harder to score. But hopefully he gets a few chances while he's away in Basingstoke and notches a few goals and comes back. I'm sure he will, full of confidence, a lot more match fit and sharper in front of goal, which will obviously help our club.
As a striker yourself, Scott, just quickly, because the teams are re-emerging, Joe Quigley settled in very, very well, hasn't he?
Yeah, he looks a handful. A big lad for a young boy. Once he matures a little bit, I'm sure he'll be a really good player. He seems willing, he's hard-working, and that's what you need, especially at a young age. As long as you're hard-working, you can always learn the qualities you've got there. And he's got a big presence about himself, and he's using it tonight. And I know he's been thrown out to the left a little bit, and then he got moved back into the central, so it can't be easy for him, but he's learning, and I'm sure he'll get there.